Live by every word. That is the challenge and the opportunity the Bible gives to you. This program examines the actual words that have proceeded out of the mouth of God Himself, so we can use them to guide our paths and live by them in our everyday lives. This is Live by Every Word.
Thanks for joining me today here on Live by Every Word. I'm Dwight Falk. This is Trumpet Radio 101.3 KPCG. We're online at kpcg.fm and have a live link at thetrumpet.com. You can get our podcasts wherever you like to get your podcasts, or you can get them there at thetrumpet.com as well. Well, currently, there is a teacher shortage in many communities. This has been an issue that's been going on for some time, but it is escalating. There are a variety of reasons for this shortage, but qualified teachers are very valuable and necessary to any society. And so when there's not enough of them, it definitely makes people pay attention, because we need good teachers, qualified teachers, teachers that can educate people correctly. And that's very much true when it comes to teachers of God's way of life. There must be qualified teachers to lead people to God. And after the return of Jesus Christ, there will be a huge demand for teachers of righteousness. Today, people don't maybe put a lot of value on that, but they certainly will in the near future. And when people come and they're ready to be taught and they're ready to be instructed, there have to be teachers there ready to teach them. And we can notice a prophecy about this. This is in Zechariah 8. We have a few passages today, so if you have a Bible handy, be good to get it out. We could look at these scriptures together. But there are prophecies that talk about what the world will be like after Christ returns. It's going to be different. It's going to be changed in so many wonderful ways. And there are going to be a lot of people that are needing a good education, a godly education. They're going to need teachers of righteousness to lead them to God. And notice this prophecy, Zechariah 8 in verse 23. Thus says the Eternal of Hosts, in those days it shall come to pass that 10 men shall take hold out of all languages of the nations, even shall take hold of the skirt of him that is a Jew, saying, we will go with you, for we have heard that God is with you. So the reason they are wanting to go with these teachers of righteousness is because they know, as we read there, that they know God is with that person. And they know that that person's qualified. They can teach them about God. They can show them how to live. And at this time, again, after the return of Christ, they're wanting to be instructed in that. Notice this quote. This is from Lesson 24 of the Herbert W. Armstrong College Bible Correspondence Course. That's a free course at thetrumpet.com. And this is from the editor portion of Lesson 24. And Mr. Fleury writes, what a beautiful picture this is for God's very elect, what we just read here in Zechariah 8. God calls the very elect, those in his church, spiritual Jews. And you can see that in Revelation 3 and verse 9. He writes, think of the awesome demand for teachers there will be in a very few years. There's going to be this awesome demand for teachers. Well, even on the just the schools that we see today, there's a demand for teachers. People that can come in and teach math and can teach history and things of that nature. Well, even more than a demand for those type of teachers, there's going to be this awesome demand for teachers of righteousness, people that can teach others how to obey God. And again, a lot of people might not be all that interested in that today or think they don't need that education today. But there is a void in true teaching, of course, in this world. People don't have the education they need in so many cases. But the time's coming where they're going to have those teachers ready, and they're going to be there ready to be taught. So God's people have to be preparing to teach others. Now, practically, we need to ask ourselves, you know, could we step in and give the needed education to solve problems? You know, if you think about the problems in this world today, you have the family problems, all sorts of financial problems, there are health problems, problems with people getting along with other people, nations with other nations. The list goes on and on. How are those problems going to be solved? Well, they're going to be solved by applying God's law. There have to be teachers that can look at a problem, look at God's law, know how to apply that law to solve the problem. And today, society is lawless in so many ways, but that's going to change. And soon, those who are experts in keeping God's law will be sought out by everyone. People are going to want to really follow these individuals and say, teach us, you know, show us how to live. We read that in Zechariah 8 there. They're going to come and say, look, we heard that God is with you. Well, can you teach us? Can you show us? And that time's coming very soon. A lot of times younger people will try to look ahead a little bit and say, okay, well, what job skills are really going to be needed, you know, 10 years down the road so I can be educated in these skills and be ready to, you know, have this job. Well, long term, the skill that's going to be needed is this one. People that are teachers of righteousness, they know how to follow God's law. They know how to apply it. And that is going to be in high demand. The Correspondence Course, Lesson 24, again, it says, people will have had enough of the suffering and misery in this world. And there's a lot of people that are getting close to that already, but there'll be a lot more here in the near future that have just had enough of the problems. It says they will be hanging on these teachers, asking to be taught. 10 men, 10 heads of household, 10 families will be greatly impacted by approaching one spiritual Jew. So it's really worth thinking about that. You know, could you have a positive impact on 10 families? Could you lead them to God? Could you show them how to solve their problems, practically speaking? How to take that law of God and put it to use? Practical application. That's something that people are going to need. And God's people have to be ready to step in and be those teachers. You know, when Jesus Christ returns, we can't have a teacher shortage when it comes to teachers of righteousness. There has to be a group of people there ready to instruct and teach people how to have that joy that they want, the happiness, the success that they want and that God wants for them. Further quote here from Lesson 24. It says, can you imagine the colossal crisis there would be if God had not prepared teachers for those people? You know, all these people are going to be coming and needing education, and what a crisis that would be, right, if there weren't any teachers. How disappointing. It says it would be like erecting gigantic school buildings for thousands of students and then having no teachers for them. We must never forget why we are called now. God is offering us the most lofty offices for all eternity so we can serve all humanity. And Christ taught that to his disciples. You know, he said, okay, you understand that in society today, oftentimes whoever's in charge or has this high position, they use it to, you know, just sort of lord it over people. He said, that's not the way it is in God's government. The person that can, you know, really help and do the most, they use that ability to serve other people. And that's what God is looking for, qualified teachers that can serve other people, help other people, and help God's family to grow. That's what God wants to happen. And God's always making sure that he has teachers in place and ready first. And then he brings in the students. And we can see an example of this process if we look at a passage over in Ezra 3. Ezra 3 gives us an example of this. We'll look at verses 1 through 3 of Ezra 3. It says, and when the 7th month was come, and the children of Israel were in the cities, the people gathered themselves together as one man to Jerusalem. So you have people coming here, and they're ready to be instructed. Verse 2, then stood up Jeshua, the son of Jozadak, and his brethren the priests, and Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and his brethren, and they builded the altar of the God of Israel, to offer burnt offerings thereon, as it is written in the law of Moses, the man of God. And then verse 3, and they set the altar upon his bases. And again, the point that we're drawing from this in terms of teachers is that the altar represents the ministry. They had to have the education system in place first. Lesson 24 of the Correspondence Course says the first fruits will be God's king priests, his altar for all eternity. So today, God is building his altar before he builds his temple in the world tomorrow. We need to be getting ready, because when people emerge from the worst suffering this world has ever known, they will need to be taught. So again, if you look into the Bible, you know that there is prophesied to be a time of great suffering that's coming. Jesus Christ talked about that in Matthew 24. There's quite a few prophecies about that, and it's the result of mankind rebelling against God. But when that time period is over, there are going to be people that are very much humbled, very much teachable, and they're going to have seen the end result of rebellion against God, just terrible suffering. And they're going to have had enough of that. And they're going to say, okay, I don't want to go that way anymore. I don't want to see that evil. I don't want to be part of that. I don't want to experience the results of living that way, because they'll have had enough of it. And so they'll need somebody to teach them. And that's why we read there in Zechariah 8 about the fact that they come and they find somebody and they say, look, we have heard God is with you. Can we go with you? Very different attitude at that time, because of all the suffering that they'll have experienced. They'll be teachable. They'll be ready to be taught. And as we read about there in Ezra 3, well, we see the pattern, right? They build the altar first. That represents the ministry. There has to be teachers to teach the people, teachers of righteousness. And that's what God is preparing today in his people, those that can teach others. So no matter how qualified the teacher is, of course, if students don't want to learn, they won't be teachable. Jesus Christ himself was on this earth, and many people refused to hear him. But again, as we just read there in Ezra 3, there is a need to build this altar first, and then people will come. And they will come, and they will be ready to be taught, and they're going to need qualified teachers there to show them the way, and they'll be interested to learn at that time. And that's nice when a student really wants to learn, because then there's a lot that they can be taught. But there have to be qualified teachers. Notice Revelation 20. We'll look at the verses 4 through 6. And this gives us some insight into the future and into the role of these teachers that God is preparing. Verse 4, it says, "And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them. And judgment was given unto them, and I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. Those that prove loyal to God will be part of this 1,000 years with Christ, where they'll be there helping to teach. And again, there's quite a bit of detail that you can study into about that. But just for what we're talking about today, we're really highlighting the fact that they're going to live and reign with Christ 1,000 years, this millennial time period after he returns, Jesus Christ returns. They're going to be there as teachers, ready to teach people. And then down in verse 6, it says, "Blessed and holy is he that has part in the first resurrection." So this first resurrection, this changing from physical to spiritual. There's going to be a change that comes. It's a resurrection from the dead. It's that first resurrection into the very kingdom of God. But those people then will go forward and be teachers. And they're going to help Jesus Christ teach people. And they're going to be teaching, of course, the way of God. There won't be any confusion about what will be taught. It'll be the law of God. It'll be the word of God. And that's the future that God has for people that he's calling today and that he's working with and that are accepting that calling. He's preparing them to be teachers. Lesson 24 of the correspondence course says, in one instance there, we just read, it says God's people reigned with Christ. And two verses later it says they shall reign. Jesus Christ is talking to his people, and he uses those words interchangeably as if we already reign. God sees the picture as if we are already reigning. That's reality. This future is ours for the taking. We must view our future as our husband does, with his perspective. So it's vitally important that we see it as Christ does. We see the need for teachers. We see ahead further than just, you know, what we see today. The world today is not very welcoming to God's message. In fact, they hate it and they fight against it so often. But the time is coming when people won't resist it. They'll want to be taught. And there has to be people there to teach, people there that are ready and that are prepared and qualified. And it doesn't happen, you know, overnight. It takes time and effort and learning today and then preparing to teach. And this is the time that God has given us to prepare to grow and learn and get to the point where we can teach others how to live God's way. This is a preparatory time. It's a church age. We don't get this time back. Lesson 24 says, this is what Mr. Armstrong at the end of his life was trying to get the church to understand, that we are here to be teachers. That is why we are called today. Yet 95% of God's people don't understand their calling. You can read Malachi's message, which is at thetrumpet.com, and talks about the fact that after the death of Mr. Armstrong, quite a few people fell away. Most did, and they rejected what God taught. They got caught up in just the day-to-day activities and their day-to-day lives, and they forgot this important point, that they were called to be teachers. They were called to learn and to obey God in this life in preparation for that future. There's a lot of materialistic knowledge on this earth. You know, people, some are really good at making money. Some are really good at engineering. Some are really good at different things. And there's some value to some of that, of course. But ultimately, people need to learn how to obey God. That's the foundation of everything. We need to understand God's law, how to apply it, and how to walk according to God's way of life. That's the type of education this world needs, and people are going to be really wanting that very soon. Now's the time for God's people to really be preparing to teach others. It's going to be a highly sought after position, somebody that can teach the Word of God. We need to be preparing to teach others today by really following God's law and learning as much as we can. If you'd like to learn more about this, Lesson 24 of the Herbert W. Armstrong College Bible Correspondence Course is vitally important. Also, The Wonderful World Tomorrow, you can get that book at thetrumpet.com as well. And everything, of course, is free as an educational service. That's all the time we have for today on this edition of Live by Every Word. Thank you for spending some of your time with me. I'm Dwight Falk. Until next time, let's all strive to more perfectly live by every word of God.
You've been listening to Live by Every Word on Trumpet Radio 101.3 KPCG and online at kpcg.fm and thetrumpet.com.